overall, the global bar on aviation security has been raised significantly. And that's to great credit of our international partners, for sure, and the airlines, for sure. And that process is going to continue. We're going to continue through it over the course of this year. And then, you know, we're not necessarily done either. There are other things that we collectively are looking at, because we look at a very dynamic threat picture out there. And we just need to constantly respond to what we see with respect to the threat.
How does terrorism factor into the state of TSA today?
Well, TSA was created as a counterterrorism organization, so it factored in right after 9/11 when TSA was established, and it factors in today every single day. Every single day we deal with terrorist information, and we try to respond to it and stay steps ahead of it. So it's a lion's share of what we do.
Are there any organizations that are more prominent now than they were before that you're concerned about?
Well, what's more prominent now is not necessarily organizations, but self-radicalized individuals who get radicalized by looking at information on the internet. And that's part of what I talked about in my comments, is that's a little bit different than looking at terrorist organizations per se. So there's a lot less planning with an individual sometimes, and it's also a little bit harder to predict. And so we've been focused on this for a while now and continue to place that emphasis. You know, we saw the self-radicalized individuals in New York City in October and December.
David Pekoski, administrator of the Transportation Security Administration, after he delivered the state of TSA. Gigi Green, WTOP News.